Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second, the right fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third, the third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Torre. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tony Kloninger. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Tony Kloninger. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is hit by the pitch. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Torre and he is safe. Altman steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Aaron. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Cloninger covering, for the out. Landrum moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landrum scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Torre and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cloninger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. McMillan moves to third. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell bunts towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Thacker moves to second. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thacker scores. Landrum moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Thacker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell pinch hits for Tony Kloninger. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Willie now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Aaron. Altman reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. There goes Santo trying to get to second. Aaron throws the ball into Bowling, who tags Santo for the out. One out. It's 4-0, Cubs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. There goes Aaron. The throw from Thacker to Rogers, and Aaron is out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall pinch hits for Carl Willie. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Don Elston now pitching. Lou Burdett pinch runs for Del Crandall. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cecil Butler now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thacker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones strikes out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0-for-3 in the game. Mathews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Mathews reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Milwaukee Braves, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.